Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Doug Baker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Shane Raleigh. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich bunts towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Newman covering, for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Tabler moves to second. 1 out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull tags and scores. Tabler tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stilwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harbeck moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wellman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman bunts towards the mound. Raleigh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baker strikes out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Newman. The throw from Boone and he is out, Stilwell applying the tag. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush scores. Puckett moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 0 in the game. Eisenreich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing center field. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell strikes out. 1 out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive towards short. Stillwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Newman. The throw from Boone and he is out, Stillwell applying the tag. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Brett moves to second. It's Royals, 2, Twins, 2. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball towards center. Puckett catches it and throws to home to double up Brett. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellman takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Wellman moves to second. Gary Thurman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wellman scores. Thurman moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Gary Wayne now pitching. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thurman moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Two outs. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner bunts, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Moses pinch hits for Doug Baker. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Larkin moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Berenger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Crawford covering, for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wellman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thurman bunts towards the mound. Berenger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. One out. Brian Harper pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.